We pray. Heavenly Father, send us your Holy Spirit so that as we study your word, we may grow in faith and love. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. Psalm 145. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Why are you still here? I don't mean here at ILC. I mean here on earth. Why are you still alive? Still walking and talking, laughing and singing, working and playing? Well, let's look at some of the possible reasons. You are here because from the time of your birth, you have had people who have taken care of you. They fed you and clothed you, protected you and educated you. From your mother's arms until now, you have had everything that you need because people have provided it. Even here at ILC, someone else is making sure that you have food, that you have a warm bed in which to sleep. A lot of people are looking out for you. Do you ever thank them? Parents and guardians, teachers, supervisors, cooks, facility workers. You should indeed thank them. You shouldn't stop there. Our text says, the eyes of all look expectantly to you, that is the Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Without the Lord, there would be no one designated to care for you. No parents, no teachers, no supervisors, no cooks. No maintenance workers. You'd be on your own. And then what? Or are you perhaps one of those who believes that you are self-sufficient? Well, if that's true, then how come you haven't been self-sufficient so far? How come you haven't raised and cooked your own food? How come you haven't raised your own sheep and cotton and made your own clothing? How come you're not living in a house which you built yourself from trees that you grew? Obviously, every one of us is very dependent on everybody else. Every one of us is very dependent on God. Even the wicked, although they do not acknowledge it. For in Him, in God, we live and move and exist. No wise man is wise enough to be self-sufficient. No strong man is strong enough. No rich man is rich enough. In a hurricane, wise men have perished. In floods, rich men have drowned. In famines, strong men have starved. Ours is not a self-sufficiency. It is a God-sufficiency. The world does not see the hand of God. Even we do not see it with these physical eyes. But we live not by sight. We live by faith. And the eyes of faith do see. They see that while it is our hands at work, it is the blessing of God that makes the work profitable. For that matter, it's God who made these hands, and God who gave us the ability to work. The plants do not grow without God's blessing. The cattle do not thrive without His blessing. We ourselves cannot stay alive without His blessing. So who should receive thanks for past blessings? The answer is obvious, of course. And not so obvious is the fact that as children of God, we can even thank God for past adversities. For the Lord is near to all them who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He will also hear their cry and save them. He will save us. That's His promise. Now, frequently, He does this by removing the adversity. Sometimes He saves us by strengthening us in the midst of the adversity. And then ultimately, He saves us by delivering us from all adversities to Himself in heaven. Thanks be to God who delivers us from our troubles. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. Now, those last words provide us with a different kind of an answer for the question, why are we still here? The one answer is that we continue to be here because the Lord has provided all the people and all the things that we need to survive. The other reason why He does this. All the wicked He will destroy. That's what's going to happen unless something changes the situation. And therefore, God is giving you time. That's why you're here. He's giving you time. Time to learn to know your Savior and then to take that knowledge and share it with others. So we look at the fact that we are here and we give thanks. We give thanks to God for giving us people, for giving us things. We give thanks with words and with action. We proclaim the message of forgiveness wherever we can. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His holy name forever and ever. We pray, thanks be to You, O Lord, for You gave us all that we need for our bodies and lives, and You have given us a way to use our bodies and lives. Thanks be to You through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hymn 30, verses 1 and 5.
Members of the band.